Number 29 is self-talk. It's probably the greatest secret to raising your self-image. I said about a divorce, affirmation from others and yourself. Here's one way to affirm yourself, which is what you say to yourself influences. In fact, in one, I think it's Philip's translation of the Bible, when it talks about the woman with the issue of blood, he says, what she said to herself was this: if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. See, that woman knew how to talk to herself. She was talking faith to herself. If I can touch, I will be healed. What if she'd said, I'll never get to Jesus? What would have been the end of that story? What if she had said, I'll never be healed? Would she even been there that day? What are you saying to yourself? We do it all the time. I said for years, I can't spell. Oh, I can't spell. An unfortunate experience in third grade for me with a teacher who ruined spelling for me. I went through my high school years, my grade school, my high school years, my college years, and all the way through seminary and several years following it, saying to myself, I can't spell. Guess what? I couldn't spell. I couldn't spell. Finally, I had to get a hold of myself and say, part of the reason I can't spell is I keep telling myself I can't spell, so I never learn. So I said, I can spell. I even made a little sign, put it on my desk. I happened to be the executive editor of Sunday School Cricket at the time. And I put a little sign on my desk, I can, I underline can spell. And every time I came on a word that I couldn't spell, I'd look it up. And I'd learn it, and I kept a list. I had a list out on my desk of all the words that I kept misspelling. Asked my secretary, when you see me keep misspelling the same word, give it back to me so I can begin to learn those words. I began to say, I can spell. I'm a good speller. I began to look in other places and find spelling errors in other people's work. And as I constantly changed my self-image and talked to myself, I can spell, I'm learning to spell, I became a good speller. Now, what are you saying to yourself? Is it, I can't spell, or I can't remember names, or you're saying, I could never forgive them, or I'm not a morning person, or, oh, I'm terrible when it comes to numbers, or I'm not an outgoing person. What are you saying to yourself? You see, what you say to yourself strongly determines the fence around which that keeps you from getting beyond. It has a major impact on, it's as if you are hypnotizing yourself by constantly saying, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. And that self-hypnosis has kept you from doing much in your life. You see, but the good news is you can change your self-talk. You can sort of de-hypnotize yourself from this sort of negative programming you've done to yourself all these years. You do that by constantly saying positive things to yourself. You say, I am a morning person. I'm a good speller. I'm learning to forgive. I'm learning to remember names. As you say these things to yourself over and over, you begin to act on the basis of your self-image, of what you're telling yourself. If you're not a soul winner, rather than telling yourself, I'm not a soul winner, I can't win people to Christ, start confirming to yourself, I am a soul winner. I'm obedient to the Lord by sharing my faith with people I see, and often people I share with are interested in the gospel, and some of them find Christ. I have a little self-affirmation I read every morning that says that. Now, let me give you some rules when you make self-talk. You just put this on a little 3x5 card or any little sheet of paper and just put it somewhere. There are 5 rules. 1, start with I. I am, I am. Start with I. 2, state it positively. Don't say, I'm not nervous when I speak, or saying, I'm not tired in the morning. Say it positively. Saying, I'm a confident, energetic person when I speak before this class. Or say, I am a morning person. Or at least you can tell yourself, I'm learning to be a morning person. 3, write it down. Don't just do this sort of like, you know, while you're listening to tape right now, says, well, I'm going to say that to myself. Now, write it down. Put it down. In fact, it'd be good to stop the tape when you finish this section and start to write some. Write 1 or 2. Write it down so that you can see it written out. Revise a little bit till you get it the way you want. 4, tell other people, especially as it comes to be true. If you notice yourself, if you're not a morning person, I told myself that for years too, until I changed and became a morning person, partly by telling myself I was. Start telling people, I'm becoming a morning person. It's amazing. I used to have such a tough time in the morning getting up, but I've changed my mind about that, and I'm becoming more of a morning person. Begin to announce it to others, especially as it becomes true in your life. And 5, read it often. Don't just read it one time, but read it 4 or 5 times a day. My dad, for years, got me up in the morning. It was kind of his job in my family. And I lived all through my elementary years. I lived on the third floor, and in seventh, eighth, ninth, or on, rather, on, all through my junior high years, lived on the third floor. My dad would call up to that third floor bedroom of mine from the second floor, and he would say, "Keith, time to get up. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it." Now, can't you imagine the power of that was to a high school kid? The power of having a powerful affirmation right away in the morning. This day is God's day. Rejoice and be glad in it. And he lived years and years of his life, went through a lot of trials and difficulties, but that was the affirmation he carried with him to the very end. Self-talk, what you say to yourself, strongly determines your potential. Learn to say positive things to yourself repeatedly.